I want to start off this episode by saying, if you are a man that drives one of those cars that make that annoying ass farting sound, I just want you to know that anytime you drove that shit past the bad bitch, she fucking screamed out that you have a little dick. Whether she did that shit out verbally or in her head, bitch, we all think you have a small penis. Okay? Okay. Yeah. You gotta go with no one. Welcome back to your safe space. As always, it's your host, High Frequency, and welcome the fuck back, bitch. Okay, it has been about a year and a half since I have recorded an episode. I have fucking missed the shit out of y'all. Oh my god, if you did not listen to season one of my show, I probably sound a little bit dramatic, but let me just give you like the rundown of the vibes. Okay, it's like circa 2019 before the pandemic fucking hit, okay? We're all looking to be more sex positive and just be more in tune with our sexual energy while also healing our mental health and building community, being sexy as fuck, and non-judgy hoes, right? That was the vibes. We were having amazing conversations, amazing interviews with people, talking about topics like pegging and fucking sex work and how to heal yourself while also prioritizing pleasure. Bruh, I fucking miss this space. Are you shitting me? It's literally been a year and a half since I've had y'all in my life, and I just want you to know the last 2 years of my life have reflected how important it is for me to have Healing Hope Radio in my life. That's all I'm gonna say on that. So without further ado, like I said, my name is High Frequency. Welcome the fuck back to Healing Hoe Radio, bitch. I'm so glad that you've tuned back in after all this time, because I really did neglect my tribe and I have to take full ownership for that. I was going through some things. I'm learning that 23-year-old me was going through so much that she was selfish, and I neglected a lot of things in my life, but don't worry, bitch. It came back and it bit me in the ass, because now I'm 26, 3 years later, and I think my pussy broken. I'm so sorry to start off that episode with that, but bitch, I really do think my pussy broken, okay? Hear me out. So like I said, when I was 23, bitch, I was out here. Like, before the streets was even a term, bitch, I was fucking outside, okay? I was outside. I was finessing your nigga, your baby daddy, everybody in between. However, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know that these niggas were your baby fathers and your niggas and such, because they didn't tell me. So that came with a lot of drama, and my brand basically became like a hub for bitches whose niggas I was fucking to find me. I had a lot of pleasant conversations with women because, as you know, men who try to pit women against each other are just insecure after all. And I've always known this in my life. So when women come to me on some woman-to-woman type shit, I'm very much on her side. Very much so. Because the fact that I was fucking around with niggas and I didn't even know that there was a woman in their life, that's not her fault. It was not her penis I was sucking on, okay? She didn't owe me that. So I had a lot of conversations with a lot of great women that honestly didn't start off in a great way. Then that paired with my sex podcast, I just feel like I did so much healing to get myself to a great place mentally and sexually. And then when it came time to act on it, I didn't know how to surround myself with the right people. I don't feel like I knew how to find the right sexual partners, friends, intimate partners, whatever, you know? For example, why the fuck am I polyamorous and queer dating cis heterosexual black men that don't even respect poly bitches? Like, keep it a buck. If you think poly bitches are whores who are just gonna like screw you over and have no respect for you, why am I fucking you? You know, like, I should be engaging with people sexually, mentally, whatever the fuck it is. People who understand my perspective. Now, that's not to say that I can only be friends with people who are sex positive and da-da-da-da. No. You can work with a bitch who's sex positive and then, you know, you can feel like, oh my God, this is so great. I live in the best environment. And then you go to the fucking store in a cute mini skirt, and then the Puerto Rican bitch up the block is judging you, talking shit about you in Spanish, but she don't know that you fucking speak her language. You feel me? It's shit like that. The world is not necessarily always a safe space for people like myself. Let me reiterate. Not only am I polyamorous, as in I'm not monogamous, so I feel like I need to take it back even a step further. Okay, because I'm realizing that not everybody is from season one. So let me take it all the way back. Here we go. So season one of my show was really about me healing through my mommy issues because I was realizing how much that was fucking up my life. And then also allowing myself to explore all the things that I wasn't allowed to growing up because low-key I grew up in a cult. We haven't even really dove into that, but basically I grew up in a cult mindset and it's very conservative. It's called Christian, but it's not actually Christian what I grew up in. Now that I'm older and I'm 26, I can understand that. I did grow up in a cult. And I was, a lot of fucked shit was put on me. Let's just put it at that. So I didn't really get to understand sexuality and what it was. So when I went to college and I started taking classes that dissected sex and relationships and wellness and everything in between, I was like, ooh, bitch, it's kind of fun. So you mean to tell me I could play with my pussy, have fun with it, and it can help my mental health, help me heal myself, and my skin is gonna glow like I just finished working out every time? Because let's be for real, who the fuck is working out? Exactly. So my show really allowed me to create my dream life. And I'm at the point now where, you know, I started off sex podcasting and then somehow I became a sex worker. And now I work as a professional writer. I write about sex and dating for a living. And then I also have my show. And I'm just learning a lot about myself. Like, I'm definitely still a polyamorous woman. I'm queer. I just realized I still did not define polyamory. All right, bitch, let's go back to it. So, ethical non-monogamy. So, to be monogamous is the norm in our culture. So, think of like your mom and your dad getting married at the altar. That's monogamy. And that's the usual course of monogamy. So, your boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, you dating for a few months, you make it official or whatever whenever you decide to do that. Then you get married, you know, you got the prenup, you got the kids. And then if you want to end it, you get a divorce. That's the usual course of monogamy in our culture. But then polyamory is someone who has emotional, sexual, mental connections with however many people they deem fit. For me, I found that my ideal number of partners is two. I can't date more than two people. I'm sorry. Has anyone ever dated more than one bad bitch at a time? If you haven't, just know. I don't know if anybody could add anything more to that because truthfully, when it comes to loving and caring for your partners, it's hard to care for multiple people. Like, think about it like this if you're monogamous. Think about, you know, you in a new relationship, you love your partner, you want to spend all your time with them because they just make you feel so good and they've become your best friend. And then, you know, you have your family obligations that you've always had, but then also your friendship obligations as well. Sometimes, you know, you're going out and it's like, damn, I want to spend time with my partner, but I don't want to be that girl that's always bringing my nigga to girls' nights. Right? Now imagine when you're polyamorous, it's like you have multiple partners and you want to make sure that everyone feels loved, valued, cared for. When you're in a relationship, you want to anticipate your partner's needs. That way you can be there for what they need just to make, you know, just to make their lives a little bit easier because you love them. When you have multiple partners, that's hard to do. It's actually called polysaturation. So once I discovered polysaturation, I was like, oh, okay, so that's why I know I can handle this and I want to live within it. Also because if I'm polyamorous, there's also a high likelihood that my partners are as well. Ooh, bitch. Oh my God, wait. Okay. My attention span just did the thing. I'm not going to forget. So like I said, if I'm polyamorous, there's a high likelihood that my partners are as well, which means that it's not just me balancing two amazing partners. My partners have to balance their partners as well. All of that together, bitch, it's like you got one big community, but it really does take a certain level of care to be able to balance because we don't live in a world that's understanding of poly dynamics to begin with. So learning about polyamory as a poly bitch, I'm going through a breakup right now, a weird ass layered fucking breakup because I could have sworn we broke up 2 years ago, but here we are again. You know, you always got the ones you circle back to. Actually, I feel like this is better tea. I don't even think y'all gonna care about all that stuff. So.
Still young, so what's the rush? The night is young and we not drunk enough. You'll come around if I don't do too much. We had our downs, but we had way more ups. Let's make love. That be the reason that you always hit me up. I swear, you like the way I fuck, cause I get rough. You told me your new man don't make you nut. That's a damn shame. You come here, I knock your pussy out the damn frame. Remember that last time I made you miss your damn plane? Remember that last time I wet you down with champagne? I know I've been the worst, but I love you better if you let me. Let's catch a flight, change the weather, and I promise forever.
Sup, slut muffins. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that little, you know, shake your ass little moment. I'm gonna be honest with you, bitch. I'm about to spill some fucking tea, okay? To my exes, if you are listening to this right now, I want you to know that this is coming with the utmost love, but I'm also just sharing my perspective. Yes, I could have reached out to discuss this beforehand, but I absolutely did not because we saw how the last conversation went, okay? Now that we've given that little forewarning, I just want to remind you, this is my fucking life, okay? It may be tea to y'all, but this is my fucking life. And if there's one thing that I've learned, is we can learn something from everybody, okay? Whether you respect a bitch or not, whether you have the same values and ideals, there's always an opportunity for learning. Which is why I'm about to tell you the story of how I went to my ex's wedding. But honestly, I just feel like we have to talk about it, okay? So basically, I dated this girl and her partner, and this girl was like my dog for some time, like real shit. Like, she was my friend before anything. And then when we realized that it was like feelings, it wasn't even like, oh my God, we're in love with each other. It was more so like her and her nigga were gonna go fuck, and I was like, ooh, can I watch? Cause, you know, I was just being a horny ass bitch. And bitch, I did a little bit more than watch. Next thing you know, we're all wine and dining each other, we're having a good time. Next thing you know, bitch, it's like 2-3 years down the line. Yeah, it literally, yeah. It was a whole lot of on and off though, because I always felt intuitively that what they could give me was not what I needed. And it kind of more gave, this is fun, but when I'm actually seeking love and intimacy and somebody who's similar to me, that this isn't, it's not going to come from here, you know? I always had that understanding, so I always kind of kept them at like arm's length, but like not really, because I was eating pussy and licking Gucci's and shit, you feel me? So speaking of, that man was the first time I licked a man's Gucci and I realized the power of ass. I realized the power of ass in that moment. I'm gonna tell you why, because I have been getting my ass ate consistently, honestly, for years, and I always fucking enjoyed that. I had done enough exploring sexually to understand that I don't like a finger in my ass, but if you lick my ass, I'll go crazy. You feel me? I love that shit. If you heard that and you feel like that's disgusting, I don't know what to tell you, bitch. I'm sanitary. My pussy go crazy. And your nigga wanna lick me from head to toe, bitch. So now what? I'm kidding. We don't play those nigga games. Honestly, these niggas are not the prize. We are, sis. So anyways, we ended up like, I don't want to say dating, but like loosely dating, you know, just enjoying each other's company, but like on some real shit. If they were to ever date another person, or if I were to date another couple, it was very understood that like all hell would fucking break loose. And I think that's where we fucked up, because when it comes to polyamory or open relationships or anything of the sort, you can have communication, you can talk about your jealousy, but I think the problem that we had was we empowered each other's jealousy to the point where, like, if something clearly made one of us feel uncomfortable, then it was off limits. Now that I'm older, I don't think that that's the best approach, to be honest, because there's going to be some things your partners aren't going to agree with. But what the fuck am I supposed to do? Sit at home and play with my fucking thumbs? You feel me? Now, you might be hearing that and be like, I don't know, girl, that sounded a little bit selfish, but hear me out. So I go to the wedding, right? Boom. Everything's fine, because it's like, these are my homies at this point. Like, we've made it clear we're not fucking with each other like that. Before the wedding, though, we had a conversation. During that conversation, it was made clear that they told their wedding party, nobody better try to talk to me, because we just not fucking going for that. like on some Gigi's Mind type shit. And they also made it clear they would not be comfortable if I fucked with anybody. I took notes. Personally, I don't think I ever agreed to not, because like I'm thinking about that now. Like, did I agree? I don't think so, because I feel like that would have been unhinged for me to do, because why? How the fuck are y'all getting married and I can't get my pussy ate? You feel me? So long story short, the wedding happens and things are just a little bit more intimate than I anticipated. Like, I didn't anticipate that we would be sleeping in the same bed on wedding weekend. It was just some things that happened that forced things to play out the way that they did. But now that I'm looking at it, I should have played shit very differently. Like, I should have set more boundaries with myself. Like, why are you sleeping in your ex's bed before their wedding? That is so fucking messy, you know? But because we were all friends and we had all loosely dated, we had a certain level of comfortability with each other where it's like, I don't think any of us were thinking like, oh, anything's going to happen or we're going to argue or anything like that, because I was not the focus of the trip. Like, this is not what we came here for. We came here because our loves are about to get married. You feel me? Like, I say our loves because like I call them my loves, our loves, all of that, you know? So long story short, bitch, the wedding hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, it took up until the rehearsal for me to realize I was highly fucking uncomfortable. Highly fucking uncomfortable by the time of the rehearsal. So flash forward to the rehearsal dinner. I end up crying in the fucking bathroom. Now all three of us are sitting in the bathroom and I'm like, I'm never dating someone who's not out the closet ever again. Cause I'm just realizing like, oh shit, these people are not out as poly. They're not out as queer. So like, I'm literally here enjoying this moment, like enjoying your union and watching y'all get married. But it's like, I can't even really fucking enjoy it because there's no acknowledgement of what's actually happening here right now. Kind of just felt like I was a secret, and I'm gonna be honest with you, nobody owes me shit. Like, I'm not saying somebody has to come out the closet just because of me, but in that moment I did realize I will never date someone who is knee deep in the fucking closet. Like, I'm just not fucking doing that. I don't think it was an attack onto me, and I just want to reiterate that because I feel like during certain arguments it came off that way, although I did communicate this with them. I just want to make this clear in case you guys as listeners are taking it that way, because it's very clear that this story I'm telling you is riddled with jealousy and feeling left out, and also me struggling to grasp the fact that we're all evolving into new points in our lives, right? And then somewhere down the line, I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna start flirting. So I did. I met a dude. This is where the hoe tendencies come into play, but not the good kind of hoe tendencies. Like, you know, we love the hoes. We support the hoes. Bitch, your host is a hoe. You feel me? Like, literally, former paid sex worker and all. I just wanted some loving because I'm like, damn, my exes are getting married and like my attachment issues are going fucking berserk right now. I was like, I want some love too. Also, this is why we need Healing Ho Radio, because sometimes I do ho shit. Like, I'm just going to be honest. I don't think that there's anything wrong with being a hoe, especially when you're the type of hoe that like communicates and is respectful, but you're just enjoying pleasure and doing what you want while making it clear to other people that you're going to do whatever the fuck you want to do. So I started talking to this dude. Turns out he's the groom's cousin. This is a problem because the groom is also loosely my ex. I asked him, I was like, you okay with me fucking with old boy? He was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I was like, oh, that was much easier than I thought it would be. Bet. Come to find out later on, obviously he was just being polite and he was focused on his own wedding. So like, I honestly don't think it was a huge deal to him in that moment. I think he probably did feel some type of way because I kind of felt it. But the reason why I still did it anyways was because I didn't feel like it was something he would be devastated over. Like, when he told me it would be fine, I felt the tinge of like, bro, what the fuck? But like, yeah, I'm honestly, when I'm getting married, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's honestly how it came off. Like, where the fuck did you find this nigga anyways, bro? But that's one thing about me, bitch. I'm resourceful. But my resourceful ass, I used a little bit too many resources, okay? Because that nigga was definitely playing on my pussy on that trip, and it caused some fucking problems. So I say all that to say, polyamory really has taught me a lot. I don't want to be the third ever. Don't ever fucking make me the third. If you and your shorty, you and your nigga, you and your they them are looking at my fucking Instagram and you're like, oh my gosh, she's fire and she's polyamorous, let's make her our unicorn or our third, let me put this shit on the fucking record right now, bitch. I'm not finna be nobody's unicorn. Fuck out of here. I'm just not. Like, is there anyone that has ever been the unicorn and actually enjoyed it? Because I feel like the way I went about being a unicorn, or the third, I guess you can call it, is I kind of just have, I'm the type of person, yes, hoe tendencies, but I also have extreme loyalty. If I was a grimy hoe, I would have went ahead and fucked his cousin and I wouldn't have said shit. Instead, I checked in and all I did was let the nigga play with my pussy and suck on my titties. You feel me? Like, that shit really could have, I could have done some next shit, but I didn't, out of respect, because I don't ever want to be that person. But when it comes to being a third, I just realized that my loyalty is a little bit too much sometimes. My sister says this all the time. You care too fucking much. Like, honestly, bitch, scale it back a little bit. Literally scale it back. How the fuck can your exes who made you a third in their relationship, as in, bitch, you're not even a part of it, you just that extra, how the fuck you gonna let these niggas dictate who you can and cannot fuck when you on vacation / wedding? You feel me? That's stupid to me. I just feel like I let too much shit slide. And I think that's why I haven't been enjoying my sexual experiences as of late, because I don't actually know what my fucking boundaries are anymore, because I just let my partners decide for me. So this is my way of saying I'm in a new phase of my life, because I literally moved out to a new city, new place, new friends, new dick, new beautiful woman. You see how I said beautiful woman and then I said dick? We're gonna address that on an episode too, because that was problematic as fuck. But I'm just realizing a lot about myself, and I'm learning what I like, what I enjoy, and ultimately this new bitch, she's different, she's very layered, and I think she got a broken pussy.
Love Rookie, she give them all the cookies, but cookies on me pussy. This girl is kind of loosey. Dudes take her off the shelf and they put her on credit. 30 days later, they return it and regret it. Used like a dish rag, dump with a hashtag. I blame it on the pussy. That shit must be bad. Broken pussy. Broken pussy. Maybe it's dry as hell. Maybe it really smells. Broken pussy. Maybe it's really rough. Maybe it's had enough. Broken pussy. Nobody wants you cause you got a broken pussy. Nobody wants you cause you got a broken pussy. Broken pussy. Broken pussy. Hey. Maybe it's really rough. Maybe it's had enough. Broken pussy. Hey. Maybe it's really rough. Maybe it's had enough. Broken pussy. Hey, broken pussy.
Sup, whores. I hope you enjoyed that segment. We are back and we are talking about broken pussy in full effect, okay? It has been about 2 years. Like I said, I stopped the show. I haven't even really been fucking like that. One of the good things, though, is that my job, actually, I get a lot of sex toys. So I get to just test sex toys and see, you know, which ones would be good to share the good news with others. And through that, I have really been able to learn new things about myself. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I fuck myself really fucking good. And I think that's why I've been celibate. So it's not that my pussy's broken per se. My pussy's just broken in relation to other people. Like, when it comes to playing with my own pussy, bitch, I know how to get this shit done in about 2-3 seconds tops. For real, for real. Like, I'm talking, whoo, for real, for real. Like, I have mastered my vagina. But, you know, it's time for someone else to master this vagina, maybe. Okay, bitch. Well, that is enough for today. I told you all my poly life tea. I gave you an update on my coochie, bitch. If you would like to have a discussion on broken pussies or celibacy, because I don't believe your pussy has to be broken for you to be celibate. I think celibacy is something to find power within, but then also, I know a lot of us out there might be struggling from broken pussy syndrome, and I know it's real because Issa Rae literally made a whole fucking YouTube video about it and then followed up about it on her show, Insecure. Therefore, I know it's not just me and Issa that done had this problem before, okay? Now, Miss Issa Rae, if you would like to have a conversation about broken pussies and how you weathered that storm, please feel more than welcome to reach out to a fellow black bitch because, yeah. All right, whores, I love you. Thank you for tuning in. This was our first episode of season 3 on Healing Her Radio. And this season, bitch, we're going to be talking so much more about poly life, sex, fucking dating in LA or wherever the fuck you reside, because I just know dating is a shit show no matter where the fuck you are. Bitch, I got you, okay? I love you. Thank you again for tuning in. And as always, peace and love, and let's grow together. Oh, and hoe together. Hoe together. Grow and hoe together.
Cruise the Diamond District with my biscuit. Floss in my Rolex, rich shit. I'm rich, I'ma stay that bitch.